All right, that was Silver from Nexterday. That was the record he put out, that Reko Kasich put out in 2005. Before that, we heard Shake It Up, the title track of that record. It was a huge record for them. Not as big as the first one, of course, as their debut, which is a record that is famous, really. And then prior to that, It's All I Can Do from the Candy O Expanded Edition. We started things off with a live version of Good Times Roll. I gotta love the way that synthesizer starts. It's all just kind of like distorted. I mean, if you were sitting in the club live, I mean, it's kind of like how, I mean, you know, it can't possibly be that loud. It's got to be the recording that makes it so distorted. I don't know. What do I know? 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. This is our Reko Kasich show. We're paying tribute to him and to his music. Not getting into the stuff that he was producing. We're not going to hear that Bad Brains record. It just doesn't seem to make sense to me, and definitely not Weezer. So that is where we're at right now. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Reko Kasich passed away last weekend at the age of 75. He had a heart attack. And, you know, what's funny is I didn't know he was that old. I read in the liner notes to the first record that when they were just putting out their demo, he and Ben Orr, a lot of the labels were not interested in them because they thought they were too old. But eventually the quality of the music won them over, and it got into a, not really bidding war, but it was turned out that Clive Davis's Arista Records and Elektra were both interested. Eventually, Clive Davis backed away. He already had Patti Smith, Lou Reed, and somebody else in the New Wave category. So that was a non-starter for them, or they decided they weren't going to continue to pursue. Whereas Elektra decided that it was right for them, and the rest is history, so to speak. All right, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Let's go on and play an unreleased demo version track of They Won't See You, which is from the deluxe edition of their self-titled debut. We're going to hear that right now. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Let's go. when you call. You can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. Who's gonna drive you home tonight? Who's gonna pay attention to your dreams? Who's gonna
Give me some slack from Panorama, Thousand Points of Light. WMFO, I like that. It's kind of like a 70s like expression. I can just see people saying that back in the 70s, like, hey man, give me some slack. And there's a song called Give Me Some Slack. From Panorama, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me. We're having a Rico Kasich show, and we've got 1.5 hour left. What kernels, what beautiful, lovely songs have I been holding back for the final half an hour? Stay tuned, and you'll find out. Tonight She Comes before that, which is not released on any album. I think it was just released as a single. I found it on the Greatest Hits collection, which I guess is out of print, because when I looked up the record in Rivendell, it didn't come up. Something else, like the complete Greatest Hits, came up. Prior to that, a demo of Drive, a massively huge single. There were a lot of big videos on that as well. In fact, I didn't know this, but Andy Warhol directed the video for Hello Again, which is some ridiculous trivia. I didn't know that at all. Drive featured Paulina Poroskova with Rico Kasich before they were married, in a very high drama version of that video. Before that, They Won't See You, an unreleased track, a demo version of that from the deluxe edition of their self-titled debut. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Speaking of demos, I've been talking a lot about their demo tape and how BCN picked up on it and started playing it. Stuff of history. It's now faded into the rear view, as the DJs on WERS say around this time. I'd like to play some more from that. Let's play the big one of the big songs that BCN was playing and that everybody knows. We're gonna hear Just What I Needed, the demo version, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Wait, let's make sure we're playing the right song. That's always good. Yeah, let's do that. Here it is, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
So near, I kinda lose my mind. tight.
Private moon. No faces to face, no one to blame. Non-existent inside this frame. There's a cheetah.
kept it going till the sun fell down. You kept it going.
Eternity, I
there you go. Rick Ocasek with The Way You Look Tonight from the Fireball Zone solo record of his. Sounding a hell of a lot like Brian Ferry. And, you know, it reminded me of how I had read some other reviews of the Cars where they were said to have been heavily influenced by Roxy Music. And, of course, here we have an example of Rick Ocasek sounding a lot like he was influenced by Brian Ferry. Those sound like some Brian Ferry solo records from, you know, over the last 20 years or so. So before that, we heard You Might Think, the big single. So I want to mention that was Video of the Year in 1984, which is amazing to me because it was the first video to use computer graphics, and it beat out Herbie Hancock's Rocket, which was a video that had no people in it, Michael Jackson's Thriller, which is like a 9-minute video with like Vincent Price doing the voiceover and everything, and then Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, and The Police, Every Breath You Take. So the Cars, this is hard for me to believe, it beat out Michael Jackson, Cyndi Lauper, and The Police, three bands or artists who were huge in the 80s, so that's just incredible to me. Before that, we heard an unreleased track from Shake It Up, Take It on the Run, an early version of A Dream Away, and we started the set off with a demo version of Just What I Needed from the Cars' self-titled debut, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO 91.5 Medford. So this is our show devoted to Rick Ocasek. He died last weekend, had a heart attack. He was already having some health issues, and I guess he had a procedure about a month or so ago, and then there was some, or maybe more recent, I think it was maybe 2 weeks ago, and then there was a dicey recovery, and then he passed while at home in New York. I think he lived just near Union Square. And there was a little kind of like shrine or tribute to him outside his house. Anyway, so let's move on. Up next, speaking of Brian Ferry and Roxy Music, the Cars also influenced by... showing influences of Roxy Music on their debut record. With the last two songs, they don't really fit. I mean, they do fit, but they kind of don't. They sort of have the different energy. And what's amazing to me is that when you're listening to that record, like moving in stereo and all mixed up just seemed to come out of nowhere, but they totally work. And it shows like another direction and shows incredible like promise. Like if you're hearing that record for the first time, it's got to blow you away, the depth of the quality there. So let's hear Moving in Stereo, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Thank you.
Underneath, of course, it's Let's Go from Candio, the expanded edition. Brilliant opening track to their sophomore effort. Before that, we have, of course, we heard Moving in Stereo from the Cars debut. We're about done here in 1,000 Points of Light. This has been our Rick Ocasek show. Tried to play some solo stuff of his. And, of course, plenty of Cars material. I want to wrap things up with my favorite Cars song. You know, what's funny is that over time, that moniker has changed, or at least that label has changed from in terms of what my favorite Cars song is. For a while, it was Since You're Gone. That's still up there. But now it's Bye Bye Love. I just love the way the opening is. It just kind of smacks you right across the face. It's so strong. And, of course, it's from the debut record, so you'd think that, looking back on their whole catalog, my favorite song would have to come from that debut record. So we're going to have that wrapping up the show right now. This is Bye Bye Love from the Cars. I'll see you next week here on WMFO.